asking three ordinary homeowners to do jobs of QSs. We've had the advice of a QSs in dealing with multi-million pound jobs, and when we're they've sent us a letter giving us one day, them not knowing that we're conversing with these here people. They sent us an email for us to give back with square foot rates, what we think. Every house is different. There's a house of 2 foot underneath the foundations. There's a house of 2 metres. They're looking for us to sign up and hoodwink the people to sign up and end up with another bad 90-10. So when we told them that the people that's advising us and the background is needed to be in here, that's like the QS. Then there's a project manager. The project manager is a consultant. He is in there and they can get through the stuff at work that's not our strengths. They're definitely trying to railroad us. They're trying to pull up another 90-10 scheme. The project manager knows stuff about index, links, documents, alignments, coordinate stuff in the paperwork and drafts. Have everything there that nothing is going to be missed. Like the last 90-10, no harm. Look at the amount of stuff. Everybody thought they got a 90-10, but as the saying is, the pen is mightier than the sword. Mm. So we want somebody on there to make sure that there's no mistakes made this time. And for us to go in there and ask for us here. And his, your man Graham's reply was totally and utterly pathetic. He's more or less pushed that candle and said, yeah, we'll talk about that the next meeting. Why? I said, what do you mean you'll talk about that the next meeting? This needs to be addressed now, today, and get through it. I says, your next meeting the last time is, we still have not got an engineer that we're begging for every week we come on here and we're saying it.